Advocates of fair housing have a new weapon to fight racial discrimination when it occurs over the telephone. Until now, it's been hard to prove discrimination without a face-to-face encounter. But studies suggest the majority of Americans can and do determine a person's race from their voice. That research is being used to bolster discrimination suits involving what's called linguistic profiling. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
After working for the same company for 20 years, 44-year-old James Johnson was making good money and was ready for a bigger apartment. So when he saw a for rent sign in the very neighborhood near Oakland, California, where he wanted to live, he thought he'd found the perfect place. But when Johnson called the landlords, he got the distinct impression that he was not their idea of a perfect tenant.
I called and called and called and called, and they never called me back. And I said to myself, it must be because I sound black.
Several months later, when Johnson saw the for rent sign was still up, he called the landlord again, and he says again, no call back. But when a white friend called, he got a call back right away. Johnson says he reported it to a local fair housing group that sent testers who found the same thing. White callers got calls back, while black ones did not.
It makes me very angry that, like I said, still people like that. And it's like, you know, here it is, some white people that think, oh, I'm just another nigger in the back of their head. And no, they don't want me living there because they think being black is being bad. And this is the kind of treatment I get.
The landlords Johnson called deny any racial discrimination and call Johnson's allegation outrageous. They declined to be interviewed on tape, but they say they did talk to Johnson and he was rude. They insist they never even knew Johnson was African American. As one of them put it, quote, there was no way to tell.
I think we can make a very good case that Mr. James Johnson sounds black.
Johnson's attorney, Chris Brancart, is filing suit against the landlords this week, accusing them of what's called linguistic profiling.
Is it a touchy subject? Perhaps. But some of us sound African American. Some of us sound Caucasian. We're just asking in this case for the jury to take what we know in day-to-day life, that in some cases, you can infer a person's race.
Discrimination over the telephone may be as old as the telephone itself. People make judgments all the time about whether someone sounds old or female or gay or black or Latino. But legal claims of discrimination over the phone have been hard to win. Since there's no face-to-face encounter, defendants can always claim they did not know a caller's race. But now, new academic research is being used to undermine that defense.
For people who want to deny that it takes place, you need the smoking gun.
John Baugh, a professor of linguistics at Stanford University, says he has that evidence. He began researching what he calls linguistic profiling when he was looking to move himself. He found that when he showed up to see places in person, they were suddenly unavailable, and he suspected he only got the appointment on the telephone because, as he says, he's a black man who doesn't sound black.
So I began to conduct a series of experiments where I used the phrase, hello, I'm calling about the apartment you have advertised in the paper. But I would modify my phonology and speak in a different manner and say, hello, I'm calling about the apartment you have advertised in the paper.
After more than 100 calls, Baugh found that his black voice got less than half as many calls back as his white voice. His more recent studies suggest that more than 80% of people correctly infer a person's race just from hearing them count to 20. In real conversation, it's even easier to tell. Shauna Smith of the National Fair Housing Alliance says she sees linguistic profiling all the time in housing, insurance, mortgages, and employment.
In a recent situation, a person said, I want you to have everyone you interview pronounce A-S-K, ask. And he said, I want to make sure they don't pronounce it A-X-E, as an axed. And we immediately knew that they were trying to isolate African Americans.
With academic research like Baugh's to back her up, Smith says cases of linguistic profiling are now being taken more seriously by the courts, and defendants are now becoming more likely to settle a case before trial.
This is the nuclear weapon of plaintiff's discrimination lawsuits.
Harvard Law Professor Alan Dershowitz sees the new research as a case of science finally catching up with common sense.
It's no longer junk science. It's now science that courts can recognize, and that's a big step forward.
Still, there are those who cringe at the very notion that a person can sound gay, for example, or sound black. Judge Richard Knepper is an appeals court judge in Toledo, Ohio.
What does black sound like? How do you define that? I don't know, other than by using a black stereotype. Isn't that racism?
Judge Knepper says he was shocked the first time civil rights lawyers brought a discrimination case to his court arguing that their client sounded black.
I just thought, you guys aren't supposed to do that. And I'm not sure if you're fighting racism or promoting it. And it was like, well, if I say I know what black sounds like, that makes me sound like I'm a racist. And I don't want to sound that way.
Attorneys say that's exactly why the academic research is so important. As one lawyer put it, judges and jurors are so uncomfortable saying something they think is politically incorrect, they need an expert to tell them it's okay. Indeed, Professor John Baugh's message is that everyone does it.
Let's take a celebrity, Chris Rock.
Old Dirty Bastard was arrested again. Now this time for allegedly threatening to kill his former girlfriend. Woman, I'll kill you.
Chris Rock, an African-American comedian, would readily be identified as the young African-American man.
You know what the former girlfriend's name was? Old baby's mama.
When you hear Chris Rock's voice, you would draw that inference. That doesn't make you a racist.
There's Chris Rock, there's Chris Edley, and they have different accents.
Chris Edley, an African-American law professor at Harvard, says he worries about courts accepting such generalities about people's speech. The research on linguistic profiling can cut both ways, he says. It could help win a discrimination case, but it could also be used, for example, to build a criminal case against the wrong guy.
The correlation between ethnicity and accent is not perfect. If we use this evidence, the jurors, the decision makers, have to understand those imperfections and be careful.
James Johnson has now moved into a bigger, more comfortable apartment, but he says he remains bitter about what he sees as a case of blatant discrimination.
I definitely think it's obvious that I'm black. I mean, you know, I don't think it's no ifs and buts about it that, I sound like a black person.
Johnson says the fact that landlords may have noticed that isn't the problem. It's only a problem, he says, if that's the reason they never call back. Tovia Smith, NPR News.